Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David Liberatore before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're diving into something that comes up a lot with my Sarasota buyers, Bird Key versus Lido Shores. Two really different neighborhoods, both super desirable, but honestly, pretty different vibes. David, thanks for being here. So let's start with the basics. What's the real difference between these two areas?
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, a lot of people lump them together because they're both kind of in that barrier island waterfront category, but they're actually pretty distinct. Bird Key is more of an exclusive gated community. It's got that ultra luxury feel with newer construction and a lot of high-end amenities. Lido Shores, on the other hand, is more established, more of a mixed neighborhood with a really strong community vibe. Different buyer profiles, honestly.
Oh, I love that distinction. So if someone's looking at Bird Key, what are they really getting? Like, what's the lifestyle there?
Bird Key is really about that resort style living. You've got gated security, pristine beaches, high-end waterfront properties. It's newer development, so the homes tend to be contemporary, a lot of that modern architecture we see trending. The HOA is pretty robust, which means the community is really well-maintained. It appeals to buyers who want that lock and leave luxury, you know, people who want to know their investment is protected and curated.
Right. So it's kind of that turnkey luxury experience. And Lido Shores feels different?
Completely different energy. Lido Shores has been around longer, so you've got a real neighborhood feel. Established trees, diverse architecture, families who've been there for years. You'll see everything from classic beach cottages to newer renovations. There's walkability, local restaurants, that authentic Sarasota charm. The community is tighter knit. It's less about the gated resort feel and more about being part of an actual neighborhood.
So it sounds like Bird Key is more curated and controlled, while Lido Shores is more organic and established. What about pricing? Are we talking a big gap?
There can be, yeah. Bird Key properties, especially the newer luxury homes, tend to command premium pricing because of that exclusivity and the newer construction. Lido Shores varies more. You can find everything from mid-range to high-end, depending on the specific property and renovation level. So if budget is a consideration, Lido Shores might offer more flexibility.
That's really practical. So if someone's torn between the two, what should they actually be thinking about?
Honestly, it comes down to lifestyle preference. Do you want that manicured, gated luxury experience with resort amenities? Bird Key. Do you want to be part of an established, walkable neighborhood with character and community? Lido Shores. Also think about resale. Bird Key's newer, so you're betting on that luxury market. Lido Shores has proven staying power. And honestly, both are incredible Sarasota locations. We've got guides on Waldorf Astoria and other luxury communities if they want to compare more options.
That's super helpful. You know, we've been talking a lot about affordability pressure in the market lately. So the fact that Lido Shores offers that range is actually really relevant for buyers right now. David, this was genuinely helpful. Thanks so much for breaking down the difference. Check the show notes if you want to dig deeper into either of these communities or explore more Sarasota neighborhoods. Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes.